I hope Benjamin Netanyahu burns in hell. I hope him and his generals and the far-right government in Israel burn in hell.
Looking for babies, but there is no babies left. Maybe I kill a girl, she was 12, but they're looking for a baby.
We'll do whatever we need to do to defend ourselves.
An investigation is underway into whether Israeli forces blowing up the main drinking water reservoir in Rafah constitutes as a war crime.
You cannot tell me to ever feel comfortable with 18,000 children being ruthlessly murdered.
Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel.
The Jews are everywhere. All the assistants of Trump, Jews. All the assistants of Sleepy Joe, Jews. Obama, Jews. Everyone around there, Reform Jews, Conservative Jews, Chabadnik, this.
Today the Jews rule this world by proxy. They get others to fight and die for them.
Everyone who dares uttering a word of criticism against Israel as accused of anti-Semitism.
When I was very young, I was forced to participate in that, in which I had to sacrifice an infant.
And the purpose of sacrifice is to what? Is to bring you what? What are you sacrificing for?
For power.
Uh-huh. Power.
Been talking about thousands of people currently on their rooftops. They're dying. Kids are dying. Food is running out everywhere. Water is running out everywhere. Kids are finding their parents dead. There are bodies being found in trees. The federal government is absolutely nowhere to be found. And so, of course, yeah, we've been talking a lot on this program about Hurricane Helene. All of the death and all of the destruction that it has brought, and the fact that all of the evidence in this situation points to Hurricane Helene being a geoengineered, weaponized storm system that was unleashed against the American people as a weather weapon, especially the people of resource-rich Western North Carolina, which happens to sit on the biggest lithium deposit in the entire United States. A lithium deposit, by the way, that by their own admission, green lobby corporations and central bank private equity hacks really want access to. And so do their buddies in the government. Yeah, because there's a lot of money to be made. So recently we've been focused, with very good reason, on the storm and all of the abandonment of these American citizens who have been left to die after their homes and their communities and their roads, everything was completely washed away along with thousands of lives. But Hurricane Helene isn't the only mystery storm that came out of nowhere to kill people and knock entire towns off of the map. Because at the very same time that Helene was pounding the southeast, another storm called Hurricane John was making landfall in Acapulco, Mexico, causing millions of dollars worth of damage and at least dozens of deaths. Much like Hurricane Helene, Hurricane John, which made landfall as a Category 3 storm, came out of absolutely nowhere and pounded the southwestern coast of Mexico. It came with no warning at all. It became this absolutely massive storm that swept in and wreaked havoc and stole lives. And also, just like Helene, experts and investigators are saying that Hurricane John was manipulated. That it was engineered. That it was a completely fake storm weaponized against the people of Acapulco and other cities and towns to disastrous results. And you know, what's really, really crazy about all of this is that this isn't even the first time that this happened to these people. Just last year, a Category 5 storm rose up from the ocean and slammed Acapulco, doing even more damage than this one, again with absolutely no warning. The people caught in the storm's path were sitting ducks. They weren't getting weather reports. They weren't getting warnings or sirens. They weren't sitting in front of their televisions watching a storm tracker on the Weather Channel, and if they were, they would have never seen it, because just like Helene and just like John, the storm didn't show up on the radar until it was crashing into the coast. It came out of nowhere. These storms aren't happening organically. And you know, throughout our history, where the most powerful people on Earth want to hurt us here in America, they have often tested their methods on less fortunate populations. People may consider third world. Just think of all of the bioweapon injections that Bill Gates has stuffed into the arms of Africans. Or all of the mosquito-borne illnesses that he let loose in South America. So if Hurricane Helene was engineered and weaponized against the American people, was Hurricane John, which formed just a few days before Helene, a test run? What about last year's storm, the Category 5? Was that a test run as well? Or are both of these storms part of the same plan? Are they meant to create thousands, even millions of homeless Mexicans who will then be guided to America's southern border and weaponized against us, much like the storms have been? Maybe they'll be brought in as a replacement population in Western North Carolina and then put to work in the brand new lithium mines. Yeah, there's a pattern here. A pattern of storms that come out of nowhere to do record-setting damage and displace millions of people. Something just isn't right. Jeff Berwick has been on the ground in Mexico investigating this situation, so of course we want to have him here to join us. Jeff, thank you so much for coming. What have you found?
Hi, Stu. Thanks for having me on again. Yeah. It seems like deja vu or Groundhog Day because we were on in October last year talking about the Category 5 hurricane that came out of nowhere and everyone was asleep in Acapulco and it just hit out of nowhere. Now we're here in October again, and this time it was a Category 3 that hit out of nowhere. Again, no one knew it was coming. This is unheard of. And this one was even incredibly different in the terms that it was a Category 3. It came in, it hit Acapulco, it did a lot of damage. It fizzled out, and everyone thought it was over. But then it went back out into the ocean and turned into a hurricane again and hit Acapulco again, dropping over a meter of water in a couple of days on Acapulco with unbelievable floods, like white water rafting, although it was brown water rafting in the entire city of Acapulco. It's still
underwater. You're saying that this thing was coming in and then it just stopped because it wasn't very strong. It turned around. It like did a 180, it gained more strength, and then it did another 180 and turned back around and slammed into Mexico. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what happened. And meteorologists are, amazed and shocked at how this could happen. They've never seen anything like that
happen before. Completely baffled. Yeah, they have no idea how any of this could happen. They're just completely shocked and baffled.
Yeah, it's the exact same sort of a thing. This is, for people out there who have still not caught on, that the globalists and whatever you want to call them, the Jews, the globalists, whatever you want to call them, the CIA, all these people, they have this technology and they are using it full force now in so many different ways. And Acapulco is the perfect example of how they've been doing this. There's never been a Category 5 that's erupted out of nowhere with no warning and hit a major city before. And then a Category 3 that hit, fizzled out, went back on the ocean and hit again and flooded the entire city. For people who want to look into weather weapons and things like that, Acapulco should be the number one thing they'd be looking at, because it's now been hit by three hurricanes in less than a year, but one was the same one, which has also never happened. And meteorologists, again, were saying, we've never seen this happen before. And they say things like, there must have been a secret ingredient. We know what the secret ingredient probably is. It's probably HAARP and the weather weapon stations that they've got all over the world now.
Yeah. The secret weapon is somebody with the last name Steen or Cohen, more than likely. And they're possessing the technology to destroy the United States in so many ways, to extend the octopus tentacles into every fabric of our society, all throughout our government, unelected bureaucracies, bioweapons called safe and effective vaccines, and now storms. Forgive me for drawing the parallel here, but it's pretty impossible to not see if you're looking at something objectively and with a critical thinking and independent brain.
If you actually are aware of what's going on, and I wrote about a lot of this in my book, The Controlled Demolition of the American Empire, about how they're going to be destroying the West, and they're doing it now. What happened there in North Carolina is basically World War III. Not only sending that hurricane up there, flooding out the areas where they want to put in lithium mines, which BlackRock wants to put in, which is run by Larry Fink, who happens to be Jewish again. But not only that, they also blew up a massive chemical factory in North Carolina. If anyone looked at the damage there, they would say this is a massive attack being done on it. But your average person, your average NPC, your television watcher, people have been drinking fluoride and injecting themselves with aluminum and being chemtrailed with aluminum and being in 12 years of government indoctrination camps. Can't see it, and they just repeat what they see on the television, that these were all just, accidents and things like that. This is World War III happening right now, but it's not what everyone thinks it is. Everyone thinks it's supposed to be Russia or China's going to attack the US. It's the globalists that are attacking basically most places on Earth, but definitely the West as well, and Mexico as well, because Mexico hasn't gone along with a lot of the globalist things that they want. They didn't go along with the COVIDs. They didn't make one law for that. They didn't allow GMO. But just yesterday, surprise, surprise, Mexico's got a new president. Her name's Sheinbaum. She happens to be Jewish. It's unbelievable, but all just coincidences, I'm sure.
Yeah, you call them Jews, I call them, or globalists, you call them globalists, I call them Jews. Everywhere I look, it's a Jewish person. I can't help it. I'm not going to deny that that's the fact. A lot of other platforms, maybe you're being cautious with your speech because a lot of other platforms want to refer to them as Frankists or globalists or communists or whatever. Communism, by the way, also Jewish. You look at Marx, you look at Lenin, you look at Trotsky, these are all Jews. These are Jews everywhere you look. All the people that own the media, all the people that own and ran social media, all the people responsible for mandates, all the people that actually put the COVID-19 injection together. I mean, you're talking about Stanley Cohen, weird. Tony Fauci, weird. Albert Bourla, yeah, a Jew. Pfizer head. So, I mean, yeah, it's very obvious what's happening. Back to the storm. Have you ever seen, and I know that you're not necessarily a meteorologist, whatever that means, but you've been obviously studying all of this. Have you read about or researched in findings of your research? Have you seen a storm of a hurricane that goes from the Gulf and smashes into the coast and then makes it all the way through the mountain range like that?
I am not a meteorologist, although in the last year I've learned a lot. I can't say with that particular one, but I personally haven't seen anything like that. And if you look at all the radar things that people are starting to expose, there's all kinds of radar things going off, seeming to be guiding this storm into North Carolina. And if you look at the actual overhead weather maps and stuff like that, the hurricane, for example, Katrina, which was pretty devastating, which they actually let those dams go in North New Orleans to cause that crisis as well, and then had the terror in the Superdome, all done by FEMA again. If you look at that, it was, fairly small, and that was a very similar type storm. When you look at the Hurricane Helen, it has the hurricane, and then it's got this huge, massive amount of white, basically storms all the way above it going into North Carolina. You can see it being all concentrated into that area. This is just with everything like this now, we have to question. We cannot just take it as this could have been a natural thing. We've seen what they can do now. They are coming out and doing these things now. You have to question every single weather event at this point, especially when it has a number of different things that it just happens to fall in line with a number of different agendas, like the lithium mines they want to put into North Carolina. They also want to wipe out any sort of white Westerners in the West. The Appalachians is basically one of the last places where there is a lot of white Westerners. They're wiping all those places out. This is we're basically under attack by a group of pedophile, satanic people. A lot of them are Jews. Not all of them are Jews, but a lot of them are. People need to start waking up to what's going on. But even if you do wake up, what do you do with these weather weapons? There is actually some ways to counteract them that people are starting to talk about. But we're really at an existential threat level of this depopulation agenda that they've been doing for a long time, and they definitely did with the COVIDs. You just have to look at what they did with the COVIDs. They had Donald Donald Trump, who calls himself the father of the vaccine, and he had the Biden-Harris regime that were pushing it all out. They tried to kill everyone in the U.S., and they don't even talk about it in the debates.
Yeah, they just glazed over Israel and its genocide campaign, its mass murder, its annexing campaign, the Greater Israel Project, all the war crimes that you can see happening. Any social media channel that you log into, even YouTube, you go there and they just will openly display acts of war, criminal war, war criminals committing their war crimes. They will show you the indiscriminate bombing of schools and libraries, housing complexes, entire neighborhoods. They will show you the bombing of Beirut, downtown areas and suburban areas. Imagine if anybody else was doing this. I mean, the whole world would be in upheaval, but what do we get here? We get every single politician saying, we must stand with Israel. We must pray for Israel. We must support our greatest ally. I don't want to have allies like that. That's not the kind of ally that I want to have. They're mass murderers. They're pedophiles. They're disgusting. This is why Jesus referred to this as the synagogue of Satan. This group of people was referred to by Jesus Christ as the synagogue of Satan, and we're seeing exactly why. And no, the people in our government, even though 100% of them are saying, we must stand with Israel, we must support Israel, even though they're all posting that in unison, basically the same exact time, carbon-copied tweets. No, they're not all Jews, but guess what they are? If they're not a Jew, they're a useful goy. And so when Jeff Berwick was just saying, most of these people are Jews. They're not all Jews, but most of these people are Jews. Well, if they're not Jews, they're doing the bidding of their Jewish paymasters. This is an infestation that we're looking at. Jeff Berwick, were you saying something? Final words. I got about a minute left.
I was just going to comment on everything going on in Israel. That's absolutely unbelievable what they're doing in Lebanon now, just bombing residential areas. Of course, they say there's a Hezbollah under every house, just like they did in Palestine. But this is genocide. This is trying to create actually World War III, in my opinion. They just bombed Syria. This is headed towards unbelievable events. And a lot of it, again, is based on Israel, which is a complete terrorist state at this point.
Jeff Berwick, thank you so much for being here. And everything that he just said and everything that I just said, I can see it right now. The Rolling Stone and the New York Times. I can see ABC and NBC, who, by the way, classified me as a dangerous individual. I can see Media Matters and Right Wing Watch and the Daily Beast in an unhinged conspiracy-based segment with Jeff Berwick. The virulent anti-Semite Stu Peters went on a tangent about Jewish people. The most virulent anti-Semite that there is. So that's fine. You can call me an anti-Semite, but the one thing that you cannot call me is a liar. You can write all the things in the paper that you want about me. You can write all the things in your little publications. You can post whatever you want on the television about me. But let me just ask you this. He's an anti-Semite? Okay, fine. But let me ask you this. Is he a liar? Show me the lies. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 1800s and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? You know, lately we've all been reminded how important it is to stay sharp, no matter how old we are. We can't just let the years slow down our mental game. Whether you're 35 or 85, now you can choose to be at your best. And if you've noticed that your brain feels a bit foggy as you age, it's time to clear those mental cobwebs. And I can't think of a better or more delicious way to do that than by having my daily dose of Mushroom Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. Mushroom Breakthrough packs a powerful punch. It has four cognitive boosting mushrooms: lion's mane, chiaga, cordyceps, and reishi, plus collagen for extra brain support. Lion's mane in particular can increase the levels of BDNF, a protein that helps brain cells to grow, and that's crucial for learning and memory, which typically decline as we age. It's like fertilizer for your brain cells. On top of these incredible benefits, it also tastes delicious. All three flavors are absolutely amazing. So give Mushroom Breakthrough a try and feel the difference. Head over to bioptimizers.com/stupeters and then use the promo code stupeters to get your Mushroom Breakthrough with 10% off. Your future self will thank you. Go to bioptimizers.com/stupeters and use the promo code stupeters at checkout. You know, we live in a messed up place right now. Health and sickness and cancers. I know that I keep hearing about people that I know, friends and family. You probably have a lot of this. Suddenly diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer, or maybe it's happened to you. Because now this turbo cancer is a worldwide epidemic, and we're supposed to pretend like it's normal, like it's just always been here. But the good news is there are therapies that are working, and they have been proven in thousands of clinical studies. One study found on PubMed found that breast cancer's proliferation of growth rate dropped by 40% in only 24 hours using specifically a 660 nanometer wavelength. Another study on prostate cancer found that 49% of the over 400 male participants went into remission with just that one therapy. A lymphoma cancer pilot study showed that all three out of the three patients became cancer-free completely. Sounds unbelievable, but it's true. You can discover all of this information and more in a special training from investigative medical journalist Jonathan Otto. He's a great friend of mine, good friend of the show, and he shows you how you can use red light, including the specific wavelengths as proven by those studies, for all of the different types of cancers, as well as tinnitus, weight loss, wrinkles, acne, dementia, cognitive function, depression, anxiety, long COVID, vaccine injury, stem cell regeneration, lower back pain, sciatica, the whole array of autoimmune diseases, including thyroid disease, arthritis, lupus, gut disorders, all of that. And in fact, you can get your own red light therapy device in your home risk-free, as you're completely covered by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 3-year warranty. On top of all of that, there's financing options, so you can get it now and pay later. Just go to myredlight.com. Again, that's myredlight.com. Make sure, you guys, that you don't miss this free special training while it's available, and claim the extremely limited time bonus gifts, discounts, all kinds of additional savings, and 10%, by the way, with the coupon code STU10. Go to myredlight.com and use the coupon code STU10. Don't miss the training. Again, myredlight.com. You know, we all have two ages. We have our true age, and then we have our biological age. And our bio age suggests how healthy or unhealthy we are inside. So obviously you want your bio age years younger than your true age, and I can tell you how Field of Greens is helping me to do that. Field of Greens is an organic superfood. It's a fruit and vegetable drink unlike any other. It's serious nutrition. Listen to this. Field of Greens was approved for a university study that doctors believe may lower your body's biological age. So that generally means better health. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was selected by doctors to support vital body functions like your heart and your liver and your kidneys, your metabolism, and of course, your immune system. Only Field of Greens is backed by this better health promise. At your next physical or your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you'll get your money back. No questions asked from Field of Greens. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Again, fieldofgreens.com.
You will own nothing and you'll be happy. This is where we're at right now. We don't have a right to complain if you're funding the big woke banks, the investment managers, if you're funding all these companies that believe against your values, if they're killing babies, if they have the woke agenda, if they're pro-LGBT, then you own that company. What are you doing today to refocus, realign your investments so that it matches your ethics, your American Christian-based value views. At Cortez Wealth Management, we want to create a solution that we can avoid the CBDC, can help you with your retirement, get you a reasonable rate of return, not fund China or any other communistic countries, and number five, work with a God-fearing fiduciary that has your best interest, that aligns with your values, that aligns with your beliefs, your religious beliefs, your spiritual beliefs, and that we can honor God, country, and family. Give us a call at 813-448-3446.